reading about giving and Paul's instruction to Corinthians. What an contrast. Paul, so far, we hear, is talking about resurrection. He's fascinated about resurrection. And he speaks resurrection for a long time. And all of a sudden, now he's talking about collection. A big jump from resurrection to collection. And we see this, the scripture that we read has been documented during his third missionary journey, where he is collecting for people, those who are in Jerusalem, Christians, that those who have been Jews and now became a Christian, and they are in Jerusalem, and Paul is doing collection for them. So it's a big jump we see in Paul's preaching here, from resurrection to collection. But wonderful thing, here we see that he is not asking money for himself, but he is asking money for someone else. And this someone else is these people from Jerusalem. And now we see that he is not only doing this thing in Corinthians, he has already said this thing to Galatians. He has already done this appeal to people of Galatia, and he has been talking to them. Though these appeals and these sort of encouragement of giving has been given to Galatians and Corinthians in early Christian history, but if we see the principle of it, they are still valid to our daily values. They are still valid today. Well, here we see one thing, the tone of that communication is not a request. He's not requesting them, but he is commanding them. It's a command. And he commands them, you know, those who all earn, each one of you, every first day of your week, you set aside money for God's people. And it's a command. It's not a request. Well, it would be very easy for me and for Steve to stand here, command you to a congregation to give, and go. It would be easy, isn't it? Oh, this is a command. And it would be easy just to stand here and tell you, well, we have just reviewed our annual budget, and we have just found out that there is a deficit of £18,500. Well, we command you to give one coffee per week, and that's it. You will get the deficit. And in 2018, we will have no deficit. But we cannot stand here and command, because the Word of God tells us that whatever we do, we should do it when we speak. And we do, we should do it truthfully, but also gracefully. And that means here, whatever we say, we have to have a balance between truth and a grace. When we bring the facts about the church, its expense, the money that it's going to spend and it's going to need, the fact we have to bring before the congregation. But at the same time, we have a challenge to bring it very gracefully. And I know many vicars in their churches have a difficult period of time when they speak about giving. And it has always been challenging. I have heard many people speak on giving, many sermons on giving. But my favorite reading about giving is that what we read in the gospel. And that is the situation basically explained to Jesus' disciples by Jesus and by showing them what a giving can be, he teaches them what giving should be. And very gracefully, he teaches them about giving. I know we read the scripture, but I thought when I saw that video, I thought we must all see together. And it's wonderfully Jesus tell them how this woman has given out of her poverty. The others, those were rich, they gave out of their richness. But they gave without sacrificing anything. They gave once they had met all their needs. But this woman had nothing. And then she gave. And when she gave out of her poverty. And she gave everything without sparing. And when I always listen to the story or read the story, I cannot stop myself comparing this poor widow to God. I cannot stop comparing this story with John 3:16, where we read, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And then God gave his son without sparing. God gives. We love because God loves us first. And then we learn, and then we love each other. Similarly, God gives. And because God gives, first we give. Truly, can we give anything to God? We cannot give anything to God because everything belongs to him. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, God created everything, heaven and earth. Everything that has been created is created by God. He owns it, even us. Psalmist writes in Psalm 24, in the first verse, he writes that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all who live in it belongs to God. When we bless our offering, we pray, yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. All things comes from you. And of your own we give you. So everything that we have comes from God. And we give to God what he has given to us. Every Sunday we share peace. And when we share the peace, we say, those who love know God. And those who love live in God, and God lives in them. Similarly, it won't be different, or it won't be wrong to say that those who give know God, they live in God, and God lives in them. So giving is from God. We see, we learn from God that God gives himself to us. He gave his son to us. And when his son comes, he gives himself, his life, for us, without sparing, without holding himself back. So when we give, we should give generously. We should give generously. There are main three reasons in our daily life we give when we give. Firstly, we give to meet the other's needs. We see someone is in need, and then we donate money. For example, the way we give it to organizations such as Tear Fund, World Vision, or any other cause for charity cause, we give because we see there is a need. The same passage that we read today, Paul finds there's a need in Jerusalem. So that's why he's collecting money. That's why we give. We see there's a need. Secondly, we give when we want to keep our relationship. We want to appreciate our relationship between each other. We give, for example, during Christmas, we exchange gifts. Not because people don't have anything with them, but we want to show that we love them. And that's why we give. We give on birthdays, we give on Mother's Day, we give on Father's Day. So we give. The second reason we give, because we want to build the relationship, strengthen our relationship with each other. And thirdly, and importantly, we give because, not because we have to give or bless others, but we want to be blessed as well. And we want to give because we want to be like God, where we read in John 3:16, God gives. And that is one of the character that God shows and asks us to follow his example. So as we give, we all are preparing ourselves to give. When we look into Christian teaching, there are many principles we can see about giving. But this morning, I would like to highlight three main principles about giving. And as you prepare and think and pray over giving, please remember these three main principles. First one is, we read in the scripture today, each one of them according to their income gave. Each one of them. Every one of them gave those who earned. It's very important for any organization, for any group, for any church, that each one should contribute. And it's very hard for people to encourage people, all of them, to give. I was listening to Premier Christian Radio recently, and they're also trying to raise funds to meet their financial demands. And the analogy they gave, the statistic they gave, out of their listeners, only 6% people are giving. Only 6% of people are giving. Rest 94 are enjoying the services of that radio, but not contributing anything to it. And they were saying, if everybody contributes £5, all the listeners, we will have no deficit. So the scale of that, you know, when you compare this kind of a giving, where very little people give, it becomes difficult for an organization to run. If we are blessed, we should give. I was wondering, what happens to this 94% people, those who listen to this radio, and still don't think of giving? We all come and use this church. We've been blessed by this church. And this will be wonderful, all of us, to contribute towards this church for the things that this church is doing. And secondly, we are doing as per our income. The second thing, Paul highlights that, give. Each one should give, and they should give as per their income. So that's the first principle. If we keep that kind of standard in our giving, things will become easier. Now, secondly, give regularly. That's another thing we read in the scripture, giving regularly. In those days of Paul, people used to be paid weekly. So Paul requests them to take out some amount of the first day of the week for God's people, and then use the rest of the money. So giving regularly becomes second thing. So two things that we learn from regular giving. It's then you don't give it just because you felt emotionally touched by something or someone or some situation. Then you feel, oh, I must give it in, should give it here, I must give it there. Paul doesn't want us to be moved emotionally, but he wants us to give regularly, systematically, self-disciplined, and consistent giving. So that's like making a habit of giving, making a second nature of our life to give. Not just give emotionally, now and then, here and there, but regularly. And the third principle is giving cheerfully. Give happily, without thinking. Don't give it the way you pay for parking tickets. Parking tickets or penalties. You know, we do pay when we receive that ticket. But we don't pay cheerfully, do we? No. Pay. Give. Give out cheerfully, Paul says. because it's God's money. Give it. And giving is not throwing out your money. Giving it is like a sowing. Giving it is like sowing. We will have a People and Planet session later on today. Enid will lead that. And I was downloading some videos for her. And in that, I saw sad stories about the farmers who gets marginalized and who don't get paid. And those who are wealthy businessmen refuses to pay to give. And how silly it is. In India, we have a situation where farmers are committing suicide, because they have nothing. Everything has been taken by big businessmen. So they need to give something. How stupid is that? That something that sustains you, you're suffocating that very, you know, thing that gives you prosperity. So giving out is not throwing out your money, but actually investing in your future. And that's why God wants us to give. God did not throw his son away. God gave, but by giving, God restored us. So God gains out of giving. And that's what Paul and the Word of God teaches us. Give us cheerfully, because we are not throwing out our money. We are investing it, and so it will come back to us. Give cheerfully. So if the church follows these three principles of giving, that is, giving according to the income, giving regularly, and giving cheerfully, we will not only meet the deficit of this year of 2018, next year, 2018, but we will meet every deficit of every year that will come in the future. If we give, God will give us. While speaking to his disciples in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said, Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you.